morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving. And when he does, if you'll please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And you'll see people prostrating. And if you're not accustomed to prostrating and you feel awkward, you're welcome to just remain standing. And then we'll be saying some prayers from this white prayer book on the first base sheet. The first three including the ones by the music notes. And then if you'll turn the page to the pink page, the bottom of the of that page, there's two mantras, and we'll be chanting those mantras. If you have a cell phone, if you please either put it on mute or turn it off so as not to disturb the teachings. Geshe-la will probably mention this, but he told me to remind everyone to circumambulate the stupa outside and also to turn the prayer wheels, which are also on the way to the stupa for tremendous purification practice and for merit. I'm going to quickly read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans of the killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Donna Corey, Connie Estes, Paul Foyle, Fannie Lewis, Will Manson, Hansam Pandya, Bob Perrys, Alan Smith, Mariposa, the wonderful cat. Job search, Jim K., Roseanne Barona, James Lillig, Greg Weaver, Ashlyn Kloss, Pooja Sarai, Lindsay Piatti, Tim Powell, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losan Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blum, Elizabeth Campanile, Anwar Congo, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodrill, family of Paul Foyle, Nancy Osterhoff, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Lovin family, R.M., family of Will Manson, Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Dickie Lee Aldershaw, family of Hansa Pandya, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, family of Bob Perrys, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sontz, Jeannie Shario, David Schenk, Rosemary Cease, Roy Sorbit, Lobsang Topten, Andre Zoltan Vass, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Deborah Webb, Sandy Wimbish, Dorje and Kato the Pigs. And sometimes Geshe-la will refer to a book by Shanti Deva, Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, and it's this book right here, and it's I think there's a copy in the library, and there are several on sale at the bookstore. And he refers to this book a lot. I think he's even taught classes in it. So if you please turn to the first base sheet, and we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, followed by the four measurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam devegyudam demparjurci first pink sheet at the bottom, you see two mantras. So let's chant Chen Reisig's mantra 8 times, and then right above that, Green Tara's mantra 7 times.
This is for the mantra that we are saying. You see, there's a paper there in front of the Tara. So there's all list of people who need prayers. So this our has a contribution to their has. Whatever their obstacle they are facing, so quickly overcome from that obstacles. Okay.
Om mani padme hum. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Good morning. It's on. Yeah, so if you are saying some prayer at home, so then please remember these people, so whom we promised to pray. So, and I myself trying every day to remember them, so when I say my prayer, so So then some of the people did mention in the past, you know, somehow they feel our prayer. So then it's kind of like inspiring. So that's why, you know, every class we recite Compassion Buddha's mantras, then we recite Tara mantras, then, you know, dedicated whatever merit they be created by reciting, you know, mantra. And we'll dedicate that for their, you know, well-being of all these people. Some of them are sick. Some of them are, you know, going through emotional difficulties. Some of them are looking for jobs, things like that. Then ourselves, you know, also we get benefit too. So reciting mantra, you know, it's like one of the, I say, building a holy object, meditating on emptiness, reciting mantras, you know, reciting sutras, all of that is like part of the purification practice that's been mentioned by Lama Tsongkhapa in Lamrim book. So then doing that, you know, it also helps us to purify. So according to Buddhism, you know, like the cause of suffering is not, you know, someone else. The cause of suffering is our own, you know, unfortunately, our own negative deeds. That's the cause of suffering. So then, you know, as I mentioned before, so we build this, you know, stupa here. So when you read the benefit of, you know, going just one round, because this stupa is not empty. It's like filled with sacred object. Sacred object. So the pilgrimage is big part of, like, major religious traditions. The pilgrimage is a big part of that traditions. Because, like, when we visit holy site with some understanding, then if with devotions, it's much better. So, you know, in this degeneration time, the holy object do bless people. So bless means, you know, change our perceptions, the way we see things, the way we look at ourselves, the way we look at other sentient beings. And visiting the holy object does change our perceptions. So blessing, the definition of blessings, to transform or to change. But, you know, there's different way to presenting how the blessing's been done, but the definition, actual definition of blessings, to change. So if your perception is changing about yourself or about, you know, other beings, their, you know, their life, their, you know, belief, their culture, their traditions, if your view is becoming better, more positive, the more you go around, you know, holy objects. So now that you are been blessed, not just blessed, you have been very much blessed by those holy objects, because you are thinking something positive about, you know, not just about yourself, you are thinking something much bigger than yourself. So that, you know, the new idea, that's how the blessings been, that you can say, I receive blessing because of that act that I deliberately took or take. So change my perceptions. So that's blessing. Okay. So I want you to take take advantage. So just going around the stupa, it's not like, it's not just purify one just single negative karma. It purifies so much negative karma, and it's just purify. Just going around. Then, of course, you know, there's like creating positive energy physically. Creating positive energy, going around this, you know, object, that's there to, the very purpose of this object is to manifest, you know, positive energy through that, you know, holy object. And whoever sees, you know, things, you know, like even like wind that touches to that holy object, then the wind blows and touches someone else, also benefits too. So there's a lot of benefit. And please take advantage, you know, so much, you know. So negative karma has been purified. Uh-huh. So then physically going round, you know, also good, it will also burn your calorie too. I'm not sure how many, but it will burn something. from looking from a scientific point of view. And people, you know, just go round and round and round and round and round. It's like quite amazing in Nepal. There's like one called Badarnath Stupa. It's been there, I'm not sure how long. But that's been built by one lady. She makes her living by selling wood, firewood. And she like requested at that time the king. She requested the king that she wants to build stupa. Then king thought, oh, she's a poor lady, not sure, but she'll probably build like this, you know, something like this. Small. King says, okay, build. So then she built not like this, she built gigantic one, huge. Now when you go to Nepal, you see. So they go charung means it's okay. Sure means it just come out of your mouth. So now you can take it back because you can say, okay, now you can build because you're already giving permission. It's just come out of king's mouth. Charung means it's okay. Charung means it's okay. Sure means, you know, like how you say, just word just come out of your mouth. Make sense? Sure. No, it's like and the king, you know, they are at that time the kings, and they are very like when they say something, they live with that. So there's no earth. But now when you go to Nepal, you see all kind of age group, like children, you know, all kind of age group. You know, they go like 3 o'clock in the morning. Not everybody, but the people, that's how they start to avoid the traffic jam around the stupa. So they go early morning, there's less people. Then by 6 o'clock, then it's packed. You know, speaking like there's hundred people, all kinds of people, Tibetan, foreigner, American, European, like people from Israel. Then, you know, like local people, even though some of them are Hindu, but they still, they must feel something. Otherwise, why they go round and round? Because nobody's, you know, giving them free things. Otherwise, you can go there, you know, wait, maybe in the line, you can get one laptop. It's not like that. So they go round and round and round. So they must be feeling something, you know. So then when you talk to somebody, someone particularly, here in the West, when you retire, then kind of like, a little bit kind of like freaking out, don't know what to do. But there, you know, so they just go around, they meet their people, you know. So not everybody is concentrated, they are chatting, you know, they are probably talking all kinds of things. But they are still going around, you know. So then you stop their tea shop, then you eat the breakfast tea, then you talk to them, then you come out, then you go around, then again you go to tea store, tea, someone they sell tea. They drink, you know, they go round. So in the end, then they say, oh, I feel great. Then you ask, why you feel so good? Oh, I went 100 times around the stupa because this is holy month. So, you know, they didn't, not because they buy something, not because somebody told something, not because they feel good. That's, I think, mental happiness. They feel something good in their heart. Simply they went, you know, 108. Especially like a special holiday in Buddhist calendar, so people make extra effort. You know, this month is called Vika Sagadava. It's like a special month. You know, so the 15th, there's no big holiday. Holiday. Not like Sunday, Saturday, holiday. So people, you know, make extra effort. You know, they just 2 o'clock in the morning, they know the certain number they want to finish. They go round and round and make them feel good. So anyway, you don't have to go all the way to Nepal, so we already have one here. So you can just go around and bring your pet. You know, if you like. So before we meditate, so I did told the stories about my cat last early sessions. Yes, last Sunday I did tell my stories about cats, so I'm not going to say it today. So I forgot, there's not enough time. The second session, I want to tell the story about my cat, but there's not enough time. So today, second session, I will tell stories. So we'll begin with maybe some meditations. Okay. You know, in Buddhism, the visualization is, you know, like, visualization means anyway, visualization does, you know, help us. There's something that you created in your mind, you know, something that you create in your mind, and somehow when time goes by, you know, so then that's that kind of like visualization does, you know, have, you know, positive impact in your mind if you continue, you know, this. So the reason I'm saying this, there's some kind of visualizations, you know, with the meditations you can do, okay? So first meditations that we are going to do is like nine round breathing meditations. So this is, you know, I'm very much hoping this meditation will help us to reduce our stress. Okay, our stress. So, and this meditation is particularly designed to help us to get rid of negative energies, you know, out of our channels. So then negative energy, probably same stress, you know, so whatever you call. And literally, it called, in like, according to the text, in instructions, called like wasted wind element, you know. Wind that's subtle, that's gross, subtle, very subtle. So you are talking about not gross wind element, but you are talking about subtle and very subtle wind element. So lung roll means that element, wind element, you know, that has been wasted. It's been wasted. Then so many of them get stuck into our channels. So then does cause physical discomfort. Then that contributes to mental discomfort. Then it's no good. So that's why this nine round breathing meditation is the technique to help us to get rid of those, you know, out of our channels or systems, okay? So nine round breathing meditations. So then, of course, you know, like any type of meditation, I think the sitting position is quite important. So make sure that we sit straight. So as I mentioned before, you know, like if you hold like piece of peace. First piece is like S, begin with S. One, single one. What do you call single piece? Piece of peace. Oh, that's very good now. Make people confused. Peas, like P-E-A-C-E, that the things that we eat, that's called P-E-A-C-E. Yeah, round one, right? Sorry, single P. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Does it make sense? Single P. Oh, not P. So there's P, like there's not P P P P poo poo, not that P. Oh, it's different. Sounds different. Okay. Oh, sounds same, but it's different. When I say piece of P, that's how you say piece of P. Yeah, the grain. Like, when you say one piece, two piece, then it's one piece. Okay, one piece of pea.
One pea.
One pea. Yeah, you can, this is incorrect English. One piece of pea is incorrect. Oh. One piece of glass is correct. Yeah, piece of pizza. So how is about the one piece of glass? You don't say? So my English is completely screwed up. So now, so you never ever say one piece of something.
One piece of cake.
Whole, then you have one. Okay. So you one pea, you don't call pea one piece of pea. Okay, thank you very much. So, yeah, thank you. That's my ignorance. So now I'm liberated from that. Now I'm liberated from that mistake. So I will never make this mistake. Hopefully, never make mistake again. So... Oh yeah, one P. Yeah, one P. So that people don't hear something negative. One P. When I say one P, okay. One P. So anyway, so one P you hold. So you drop, you hold here, then you drop. It is hitting on your tummy, so that means your body is not straight enough. You have to stand up, When it's hitting your tummy, so that's not straight up. So that's how they measure, but I'm just telling you, it's not that important. So just make sure, please sit straight. So then, before, any meditation that we do, so we just sit there, comfortably, then it's okay. You can sit like this. Doesn't matter. Some in yoga people, sit like this in yoga, like this. And actually, so only thing I can think of. I'm not sure. Do they explain the yoga? This is hand gesture. Do they explain? What is the purpose? What's the meaning? So anyway, so the only the explanation I can think of, like this. you put on your knee like this, right? Your knee. So usually, when you visualize something, that's in meditation. When you visualize something, there's five different spots you visualize. Whether it's like Tara, inseparable with your guru, whatever. There's five different spots you visualize. So one of them here. Here, the visual is not empty. There's something inside. So you visualize something inside. Some here, heart. Then here, 1, 2, 3. And there's anyways. I don't remember. There's five of them. So one is like inside your palm. So that's why they like this. So then sometimes, like this is called teaching mudra. It's not just go out, it also has to come in. Here what you say, walk the talk. That's the walk the talk. that's the walk the talk hand mudra. In Buddhism you call teaching mudra, but actually it's like walk the talk. When you say this, it's not just like this, not everything is going out. Whatever goes out, it has to come in. That means, you also need to think about, what you say. This, I think, is hand mudra, the walk, the talk. This is called teaching mudra. But, there's three principal paths that you teach. Renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, emptiness. This part will symbolize will, dharma will. What dharma will is about, dharma will has three main subjects. Path. That's the subject of Dharma will. So that's what you're teaching and that's what you're practicing. It's not just, you know, teaching, but you yourself are also practicing. That means walk the talk. Well, anyway, so this is not the part of meditation. So then, please, no, doesn't matter, you sit like this, you sit like this, no. Traditionally, left hand down, right hand up. So then, you know, this whole shape has, you know, something to do with inner heat. But we are not going to talk about that, so I even don't know how to, know much, I don't know much about that. No. So this is like something to do with inner heat. And so then you place this forefinger below your belly button. Belly button. And some people hold like this, this is not necessary. No, just put it, just put, just relax, just put on your lap. Yeah. Left, below, right, up. So then like this, shape like this, forefinger below, you know, so should not have any stress, even physically, should not have any stress. Everything has to be relaxed, you know, natural, has to be natural. You know. Or you can sit like this, or you can sit like that, you know. So then you analyze your state of mind, okay? You analyze before you do meditation, analyze your state of mind. If you find out your mind's been disturbed by something, you know, dream, maybe something happened in the house, you know, something happened on the road and disturbed. So then, when you do 9-round breathing meditation, you exhale a little bit forcefully. If your mind has been disturbed, you exhale a little bit forcefully, then think that all this negative energy, the disturbing mind that was disturbed is also negative energy. Then you visualize when you exhale, then you exhale forcefully, then just imagine it just goes, it just disappears in the space. You know, it just disappears for good. So that's visualizations. Okay. If you find out your mind's not positive or not negative, then you can just breathe in and out normally. Okay, so then it's much easier to generate something positive out of neutral. It is very difficult to generate something positive, you know, attitude out of, you know, disturbing mind. So that's why, you know, this visualization is important. Make sense? Oh yeah. So now, 9-round breathing meditation, we need to use our hand. So of course we can sit like this, unless you have forearm chalice. If you are forearm genius, they can. So first, we use our left hand, block the left nostril, inhale from right nostril, okay? Left hand, block left nostril, inhale naturally, long, slow, from right nostril. Then, okay, maybe I'm quite fast, you know, so let's do again. Left hand, then slow, long, slow. Then if your mind is disturbed, then forcefully. Same time, then think about, you know, then negative mind disappears, you know, outside, and outside in this space, you know, for good. Okay. So we'll start again. Each time, each round has three breathing. Each time you inhale, there's one. Then, second time, there's two. Then, three. In with the exhale, begin the inhale. Each time you inhale, you count one, exhale. Second time inhale, there's two, exhale. Third time inhale, there's three, then exhale, then you begin with other hand, okay? So we'll do it again now. Take some break, so then you start second one, next one, then right hand, please, then block right nostril, inhale from left nostril. So that's second round. So now third round, not from the mouth, from nose, from both nostrils. Okay, from both nostrils. Inhale, begin with inhale. So this is called nine round breathing meditation. Nine round breathing meditation. You can do one set, take break. You can do another set, take break. You can do another set, take break. So now, when you inhale, you can think of, you know, you can think of that you are, how to say, taking in all the positive energy that possessed by four element and possessed by all the divine beings. You can, you know, imagine like you are like. The energy that you're breathing in, so you can imagine that, you know, it's like form of white light. So then when you exhale, then you can, you know, visualize, or you can picture all the negative energies is a form of smoke that goes out and disappears in the space for good. So then I think you do this meditation, then you get benefit. So then please, you know, share, you can share it with others, you know. So then at least I said this many times, I have some, you know, reasons. At least then you are passing down instructions that's been already taught thousands of years ago. So then, you know, it's been tested by great meditators and produced good result. So that kind of instructions, if you follow, more likely there will be some result. Okay, you know. So then after that, So then like normal breathing meditation, 21 breathing meditations. So we'll do 21 breathing meditations. So in this, you know, begin with exhale. Now we are, now you can sit like this, now you can sit like this. But exhale from the both nostril, not the one, not just both nostril, no. Exhale, you can say, I am about to exhale. First, in the beginning, I am about to exhale. Then second, I'm exhaling now. Then my exhalation is complete. Okay? I'm about to inhale now. I'm inhaling. My inhalation is complete, like that. Okay, so maybe do 21 times. 21. So each time you inhale, one. Here. Exhale, inhale, here. You count here, two. Exhale, inhale, you count here, three. And we need to count that, you know, unmistakably, we need to count that 21 times, okay? So you can do this multiple times. You know, you can do this, take break, and do it again. So as I mentioned before, for beginner, short session, many. When you become familiar, then few, then long. The beginning is not good to do long meditation, any form of meditation. But meditation, we are not going to ever do very successful meditations, or we are not going to be success in our meditations if we meditate with disturbing thought. So it's very, very important in the initial stage. So we need to use this 9-round breathing meditation to get rid of our, you know, our negative state of mind. It's very important. So meditation must begin with positive. The best is the positive state of mind. If not, the mind has to be neutral. Why? So this is also a very important piece of information that we all should know. The purpose of meditation, or maybe the power of meditation, is to reduce negative thought. Okay, negative thought. So you heard this many times. So, you know, we are having difficulty. You can say out, in. At the same time, you have to count. Out, in, there's two. Out, in, there's three. Out, in, there's four. If you're not sure it's five or six, then you need to begin again. Start again. So that's how we train ourselves. Because we are not familiar with this technique. So we could become very familiar, not just familiar, very familiar. Then in the end, you know, and eventually become a piece of cake. You know, become a piece of cake. Piece of cake means it's become very easy. It's become very easy, you know. So anything, you know, anything that you could learn, Then, when you're learning, you know, you face a lot of challenge, you know, psychological challenge, then physical challenge, of course, you know. So if you keep putting effort, then eventually you may not need much effort to do, you know, things that used to require so much effort, but you know, that now it doesn't require much effort because you are doing it. So you make yourself familiar. You know, you are trying to try to make yourself familiarize with the technique. So then in the end, it becomes natural. You know, that's the nature. That's the nature of anything. You know, anything that if it's knowledge, we could learn. You know, so we could learn. If it's not knowledge, then probably it doesn't exist. You know, if it's knowledge, then we could learn. Okay. So, and that's also very important to keep in our mind, you know, the power of the purpose, power or purpose of meditation to reduce negative thought. So now, I used to read this, you know, so long time ago. So now, this morning, last night, thinking about this again. Mother Teresa said, Mother Teresa, she said, the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of silence is prayer. So we should listen, you know, we should listen because these people have something to offer because they live their life, you know, they live their life pretty much just for others, you know. So I think they have something to offer. So, and it's like, something that happened in our generations, you know. So there's something that is not like it happened like 1,000 years ago. So that we just know the history, but never got opportunity to see that person. You know, it's not like that. But Mother Teresa, you know, was very active in our generations, and she passed away in 19. So we all know. So So mother says, I think, the fruit of silence is prayer. I've been studying mother's book. I've been studying because she touched so many millions of heart by her compassion, compassions and through her charity house. So doesn't matter if she's Christian. Doesn't matter what we need. We need help. We need help to nurture our basic human nature. You know, like Buddhism, we call Buddha natures. Some people call something, but actually we have potentials, that need to be nurtured, through knowledge. If there's no knowledge, nothing to think about. There's nothing to think about, you can think deep. So then there will be no meditation. So fruit of silence is prayer. So now question is, does that make sense? The fruit of silence is prayer. Do you agree? What do you think? So you need to think, I need to think, we all need to think. Prayer that we know, we say some, we read something, we say something, right? We pray that we know, we say something, it's already been composed, but all is written very beautifully. It's all about opening our heart, caring for others. Pretty much prayers like that, So we usually, when we hear word prayer, that means saying something. So now, fruit of the silence is prayer. So that silence now, what that silence refers to. So we need to discuss. Silence of like, if we all agree, okay, now the result of silence prayer or fruit of silence prayer. So now, first we need to talk about what is silent and how that can be done. So, you want to say something? You want to share anything? Calm mind. So this is now we need to discuss. Could be that, could be calm mind or silent. So, quiet. Difference between quiet and silent. I think in Tibetan word we can say kagusingbo, that's probably is like more like quiet. Quiet environment, but there's not nobody making any noise. It's very quiet. So now that's more like external quiet. So now internal quiet. Are we talking about, when we're talking about the silence, the fruit of silence, prayer, are we talking about internal silence or external silence? If we are talking about internal silence, so then what is that? What is internal silence? What do you mean internal silence? Silence in your mind, what that means? Then are you not thinking anything? Or are you thinking something? Or you are not thinking anything? So this needs to be, that's how we study. That's how we study. But there's no commentaries. This is just more like stanza, but there's no commentaries. So, so now the question is how we can make silence. How you say? The fruit of silence is prayer. So now silence is not talking about, probably talking about individually. So now say, how I can become silent? How? So what we need to do? When we concentrating on our breath, on only thing that I'm thinking is now, is only thing that I'm thinking now is like my breath. That's all I'm thinking, nothing else. That's what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is I'm going to just pull all my mental energy into this breathing exercise. That's what I'm going to do. I'm only think about now, I will be in the present moment. That's, So being silent is being present, being present. If you are in the past, you are not being silent. If you are in the future, you are not silent. You have to be present. So then, how we can be present? No, I'm thinking, I'm going to think just about my breath. No, just, I'm going to think just about my breath. I'm trying to pull my mental energy into this. So only thing that I'm going to think about this next 5 minutes, I'm going to concentrate just on my breath, no? Breathing out, breathing in. Even though something comes up, I'm not going to follow them. I just let them pass, and I'm going to concentrate, continuously concentrate, breathing in and out. Is this the way to become silent? Yeah, so then when you do that, when you're actually doing that, you know, pulling all your mental energy, okay, I'm breathing out, breathing in. Nothing else. I'm not thinking anything else. I'm just thinking that. Are you silent? So, but maybe this is one way to do. Maybe think, you know, maybe concentrating on something. Or you decide, I'm going to think about this prayer will, nothing else. This is the only thing I'm going to think of. I'm going to create some mental image of prayer will. I'm look at that, then I'm going to create the image in my mind. So that's what I'm thinking. So my mind, all my mental energy is now tied with that object. No, so I will make sure next 5 minutes my mind doesn't get out of that. No, if I cannot see this, I will just. If I cannot, from the beginning, I see whole, good. Now I'm slow, so I'm losing this, but I'm going to grab here. I'm losing this, I'm going to grab here. So then I'll try to bring back, no, maybe that's one way to be silent. Am I making sense? Yeah. So otherwise, how you can be silent? No? So, no, it's easy to say, oh, sit, you know, then just be silent. But that's not the mind is going to do. But that's what you think you're going to do. But the mind probably don't think so. Mind will think something else. So, breathing meditation, you know, that's probably the technique that you use. That's exactly, that's a perfect way to become present with oneself. Present, be present at the moment. That's exactly, you know. So then when you become familiar, you can sit there hours, no problem. Because concentration, something similar, only Jabu this. Concentration is the king, almost like powerful as a king that rules your mind. Make sense? Something similar, only just concentration will rule your mind like king rules country. The president rules whole country. No? The concentration is like the concentration like the powerful king that rules the country. But in this case, it rules all your mind. You direct your mind. Okay, you are going to think this, next 5 minutes, nothing else. Your mind is going to think exactly like this, nothing else. You can control your mind. So concentration. So that's the way to make your mind calm, peaceful. That's the only way according to ancient teachings. When you concentrate, that's the way to make your mind calm. Not, you know, piece of wine, one glass of wine. Yeah, sip over, and yeah, you frequently hear like people, I'm not very happy, you know. So how they say? They say short, what they say? How they say? I really like American English, so all this particular the slang. I would say. Yeah, something they said. Anyway, so then basically saying that, you know, trying to calm themselves. but they make sure that you don't vomit next hour. You don't vomit, get headache, all kind of things. No, but this, you are not going to vomit. You are not going to get vomit. You are not going to get headache. But no, it's all good. It's all healthy. Begin with healthy. No, so it end with no. It's fine. Okay. So someday, similar only jabu deso. Someday, similar only jabu des. Jabu means king. Same means mind. Ongju means it rules. It rules the mind. Concentration rules the mind. Shama miyos. If you let your mind still, it's going to be like firm as mountain. Firm as mountain. It's not going to like move around. No. Shama miyos ri ongju. It's going to be like mountain. If you let it be, it's going to be like mountain. Firm as mountain. Because it's well built. If you let it go, it only goes to positive thought. It will never ever go to something negative thought. If that's the quality of concentrations, then practitioner should or must, try. No concentration. Sunday sun only jabude. Shana mi yo ri ong boshin, tana givin yo kuna ju, lusim, lesu dwe dechente. What it does, in the future, what it does, it will bring physical pliancy, it will bring mental pliancy, that's what it's going to do. It's going to bring physical pliancy, mental pliancy. The concentration will bring physical pliancy, mental pliancy. Lusim, lesu dwe dechente, lusim, lesu dwe. Lesu dwe means well-balanced mind, well-balanced health. Or physical. So right now it's not well balanced because thinking something good is very difficult. It's like hard as pushing a rock up the hill. No? That's an imbalance. So it's not going to be like that. It's going to be well balanced, same thing, illusioning, like physically. I don't think I want to sit like this, So it's a bit difficult, So the whole idea, about this yoga thing here in America, yoga basically means practice, that's all, It doesn't mean physical practice, yoga means practice. So here, whole idea about, yoga is to make you physically flexible. Flexible, that's whole the goal of yoga. Similarly, the yoga is making your mind flexible. Or it doesn't have to be there. It could be there too. It doesn't have to be there. If you move this here, all my happiness will be gone. So it has to be here. Not just here, it has to be here. Precisely here. So that's all my happiness is tied with. If you move this here, my happiness will be destroyed. It's not like that. Not, it's flexible. It's okay, it can be here, it's okay, doesn't matter. like that, so that means mental flexible, called less rule. So this concentration will bring mental flexibility in mind and flexibility in body. Lucem, less rule, degenerates. It's kind of like, it is like, it's good things. It's not just good, it's like, it's very good. So if that's the case, then you out there who is not thinking about calm mind, peaceful mind, you are considered as a practitioner, whether you call yourself a practitioner or not. You are a seeker. You are seeking something. If you are a seeker, a calm mind seeker, peaceful mind seeker, so then say why you try, why you don't try. Namiyeng means wandering mind. Mind wanders all the time. Oh, how's about this? If I get prayer well, I'll be more happy. If you get prayer well, or maybe I'm first day I'm kind of happy now. I'm not really happy. So mind wanderings all the time. How's about this one? How's about that one? Always wandering. It's been wandering according to Buddhism, beginning this time. It's not just this life. Beginning this time, his mind's been wandering. That's why, you know, round, doesn't, it's like cycling, you know. So this one, namyam tajum. So this concentration, the wandering mind is considered as an enemy. The concentration will destroy that enemy. Namyam tajum. Tingze junutis. Then he said, please maintain your concentrations. That concentration will rule your mind. It will destroy the wandering mind, which is like no problem in order to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. Wandering mind is problem. So then concentration will take care of their problems. So therefore, please continue concentrate. Lama Tsongkhapa said, that's exactly what I did. If you are a seeker for calm mind, peaceful mind, that's what you should do. Lama Tsongkhapa said, that's what you should do. That's what I did. That's what you should do. This is my biography. That's my life stories. Lama Tsongkhapa, that's my life story. That's what I did. That's what you should do. That's how I've been practicing. If you are looking for freedom, because your mind is thinking too much, you are kind of sick of that. If you're looking for freedom, it's like me, then you should do the same thing. Lama Tsongkhapa said, I request you should do the same thing. Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say, you sit there, do nothing, I will do for you. Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say that. That's how I did, that's what you should do. okay. So now when you explain why you concentrate, I want to enjoy a peaceful mind, calm mind. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Finish. That's why you concentrate. Not because you come to Kadamba Center. That's not good. Why you need to concentrate to come to Kadamba Center? I never asked you to concentrate. So that's not a part of the, how you say, mandatory for class. So then you do because you understand what is the benefit of that, because it's like, remember, concentration is the king that rules whole your mind. Rules. If you let it be, it is going to be like firm as a mountain. If you let it think, it will only think something good. It will not think something negative, it will only think something good. Result, it will bring physical flexibility, mental flexibility. How I can tell? Oh, you need to concentrate. It's not good enough that I said, because I didn't, what I said here, I just repeat what Lama Tsongkhapa said many, many years ago, what Lama Tsongkhapa said, because I memorized some of the texts, that's how I read, trying to read in my mind, every day, and think a little bit here, there, try to read this, like, kind of like review meditations. I just review them, that's how I remember, I review them. So then I review one stanza, then I pause what Lama Tsongkhapa said, I think a little bit, then I move to next stanza. So that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said exactly. It's called like probably song, sing a song of Song of Lamrim experience, something like that. Lamrim Nyamgur means like Song of Lamrim experience. That's the name of the text. Like 4, 6, 7 page, So in that, Lama Tsongkhapa, in that, he said that. So then that lead back to the Mother Teresa's statement about the fruit of silence prayer. Okay? For the silence prayer. So then, first, I think the prayer in because there's no commentary, it's just stanza, there's no commentary. So when I read this, I'm thinking, It's almost like the silence, the bass. Silence, the bass. If you have no silence, there will be no prayer. Silence is the kind of bass. Some mother is telling us to build the bass for prayer, you know. So then from silence, you can, you know, prayer will arise from silence. The second line is called, our time is way over. So, stop. Maybe I'll say one more line, okay? I'm more worried about your time. I'm not worried about my time. So I can get out. I can go out because there will be second sessions. I have to stay here anyway. So the fruit of prayer, the first one, the fruit of silence prayer. Okay? Now, fruit of prayer is faith. Fruit of prayer is faith. Faith. Then, So now there's no, it's kind of like need to debate. Faith go first or prayer go first? The faith come later, prayer goes, not sure, you know, like, that's what do you think? No faith, no prayer, or no prayer, no faith? What do you think? We have to use our human intelligence because we are fully capable to know. That's why there's a lot of debate in the monastery. That's why they debate. Because they read something, they couldn't figure it out, then they debate. You say something, you interpret, I interpret it, but it's all based on the books. You can't go against books. Then otherwise there will be no base, not even base. Then you can say anything. It's not like this. You can say anything. But you say something, or you know, based on there's a books, so you have to base on there. So then, like, debate, you know. Faith first or prayer first, faith first. According to Mother Teresa, the fruit of silence, prayer, the fruit of prayer is faith. In that case, prayer comes first, then faith. So now, something to think about. So then now, faith, I'm not sure in like Western world, in America, so when you talk about faith, how many different kinds of faith you are talking about? How many different types of faith? I'm not going to say how many different pieces of faith. So I learned my lesson, so I'll be more mindful. How many different types of faith you are talking about? In Buddhism, there's three different types of faith. One, that you are believing in something that you really don't know what you are believing in. You just believe because somebody says so. Or maybe everybody believes, that's why I believe, and I don't know what I'm believing in. I have no idea what I'm believing in. So in Buddhism, it's very, very important to understand what you're believing in. Faith, no? If you don't know what you're believing in, if you are not educating yourself what you're believing in, so then that belief or faith become blind. And that become very shaky. Shaky? It can't be changed by anything, you know. So, let's go down. You know, just seeing something, wow, this is very beautiful, you know. So going to some church in Europe, that beautiful church, huge, you know. The minute you walk in, some people feel something. Some people are just looking at the architect, you know, history, how old this is, you know. So all the size of the bell they use, you know, like all that, you know. For them, it's just architect, you know. They have no any feelings. If there are any feelings, that they're towards architect. And some people, they feel something very deep. So that's called Tametava. For Tibetan people, when we see His Holiness, you know, a lot of people have goosebumps, the tears come out, you know. That's called planet. That's what happened. I think, you know, if somebody put did a lot of practice, so the minute people sees you, it liberates them. It liberates their mind. Because you become like that. You're just seeing you, it kind of liberates their mind. Because you so much energy put into day and night into practice. Tong Tel. Tong means see, Tel means liberate. Just seeing, it liberates you. No, so like, not just in Buddhism, there's many other religions, you know. Some like, they just, you know, I'm sure like some people when they see Pope, you know, they just, at that moment, they're just liberated, they're just happy, you know. Liberated, they're completely liberated from negative mind. They're not thinking, they just mind just joy, happy, you know. That's called Tong Tel Ku. Ku is body. Tong Tel means just liberated simply by seeing it. It just liberates. You know? So now it's like time is way past. So next Sunday. So please think about the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of silence is prayer. So then fruit of prayer is faith. In Buddhism, there's three different types of faith we'll talk about. The best faith is, you know, you have faith based on your knowledge. You know? Because you read about that, you study that, and your mind is kind of blowing what's been written about that. You know, you kind of like, more you think, more it goes deep. Then you feel something. Then I say, oh, this is great. You know, then that's called, faith based on deeper understanding of that person's work. Work. Yeah. So then that's no good news. Then it's become unshakable. If somebody says something, you know, it's going to not work because you have experience. So that's the best. Okay? Well, yeah, so maybe next Sunday, if I'm live, so then there will be another sessions. Okay?
Oh, yeah, thank you. So enjoy the beautiful weather. Thank you. Yeah.